Just automation. People wouldn't be driving two cars, a Honda and a Toyota. You know, you couldn't afford it. But when they made overseas the engine or whatever and imported into America and assembled in North Carolina, South Carolina, and then distribution. And that's the other thing that maybe I should talk about. This is 2012. I am absolutely sure the key factor today in America, distribution of jobs, wealth, and everything, it's all going to rotate around distribution. Distribution is the key word. Distribution as far as what comes in the port on ships, what goes on the railhead, like CX, CSX, and Buffett, I think, owns 51% of it. So,
CSX?
Yeah, so he must know something. And that distribution of the railroad going up and down the whole East Coast, the next thing would be the warehouses. The warehouses in Vermont, in New England, in Houston, Texas, in the intercoastal waterways of the Carolinas. And once that train pulls up and those containers are discharged from the railhead, then with the horse, which would be the truck and the chassis, gets loaded with that container, and it goes into that factory or that building, and it's discharged, then any small truck from a small local town can back into that warehouse and pick up the shoes or pick up the tulips or pick up Cheerios and take it to the local grocery store or whatever. And it all revolves around the distribution.
Right.
And as a metaphor, that guy that failed out in college and today he's a multi-billionaire, the guy that started FedEx. FedEx started everything coming in and then going back out in a circle. And it's all about distribution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I see it. And I think maybe the last thing I might say is how the shipping goes in the country is how the country goes. Mm-hmm. I think they go hand in hand.
Yep.
You know? You go back to the barren days when the big sail ships came about. Only the rich of the richest could ever have them. And that was like a very brand new revolution. Those kings became kings and became wealthy because of those big clipper ships or whatever they were called back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, so the shipping made the kings and made the countries.
Right.
You know, and I you know, I feel it's pretty much the same today. You know, shipping's a major part. It's just like whoever controls the air, in some cases, can control the destiny of the country. Mm-hmm. You know, you see that in, I think, World War One or World War Two.
Yep. Yep.
All right, should I get out of here or what?
Yeah, I think we got a good stuff.
Okay.
Thanks for talking with me.
Sure.
All right.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck with all that stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you.